Martha Saley is here with me in the studio right now. She is the recently retired executive director from the National Viral Hepatitis Roundtable. Came all the way across Roanoke Park to be here and tell us about that group and its focus on getting people tested. Who needs to be tested and why is that important?
Well, for hepatitis C, it's very important for anybody born between 1945 and 1965, or baby boomers, to be tested for hepatitis C. That is the group that has the highest prevalence of hepatitis C in this country, and there are upwards of 4 million people in the country who have this disease. It is the age group that became mature during the 60s and 70s. One of the contributing factors was injection drug use, which was a little more common perhaps during that period of time, and also the time before the bloodstream was considered to be safe when they started testing blood in about 1989 for hepatitis C and HIV and other blood-borne pathogens.
There are a lot of varieties of hepatitis. Tell us about this particular one.
The National Viral Hepatitis Roundtable is equally concerned with hepatitis C and also hepatitis B. They are both blood-borne viruses. They have similar results, which is severe liver damage and are the largest causes of liver cancer in America. Hepatitis B is very prevalent among Asian Americans and Asian immigrants. Therefore, we really recommend that people of Asian heritage be tested for hepatitis B.
And if you test positive, what do you do?
Getting into care is extremely important. Hepatitis C is curable with the drugs that are on the market now. There are lots of new drugs coming out. Hepatitis B does not have a cure. There is an immunization to prevent hepatitis B. And if a person has not been immunized, they should be immunized. If they do have hepatitis B, though, they can be treated and the disease can be controlled.
Is it a specific test or would routine test in a physical discover it?
There is a rapid test for hepatitis C that is a finger stick test. And for both hepatitis B and C, there are simple blood draw tests. People who are in the risk groups that I mentioned should ask their doctor because doctors don't always just routinely test you.
So anybody hearing this decides they want to go out and get tested, what's the first step?
If you are a baby boomer, the Centers for Disease Control and the United States Preventive Services Task Force have recommended that baby boomers get tested for hepatitis C. So those tests should be part of preventative testing in any physician's office, and you can just ask for that. Most insurances will cover it. Medicare will cover it. If you're not insured, you can, through Medicaid and Medicare, get tested. There is low-cost testing available through county health departments and public health clinics.
Well, it sounds like a serious concern, but one that can be addressed. Thanks very much for coming in to tell us about it.
Thank you.